Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
One hallelujah, 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 Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 103 in the white book. 103.
Song for many of us. I think it has special meaning to my cousin Philip, to my Uncle Gordon. I don't see Janet or Ruth or anyone else from that family here. But I think this was my Aunt Martha, one of her favorite songs, if not her favorite, I don't know. But I know she liked it a lot. And we're glad that Brother Gordon could be here and is here with us this weekend. And I asked if he would say something. He said to me, "That's what I'm here for." I guess that's what I'm here for. And so, Uncle Gordon, come before we sing that last verse. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
My wife, before she left me, she said I ought to give others an opportunity to say something. I should not be the only one. And it's been so good to hear from the various ones. And I believe the Holy Spirit has been behind everything that has transpired to this point and will continue. As we yield ourselves to Him, Praise the Lord. I like to sing. Oh, worship the King, oh, glorious above, and gratefully sing His power and His love.
Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with grace.
Oh, tell of His might, oh, sing of His praise,
who robed the light, whose canopy stays. His chariot of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form, and light is His path on the wing of the storm.
Thine bountiful care, what tongue can recite?
Children of dust and feeble as clay, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail.
Mercies how tender, how firm to the end, while in the defender,
praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Form of a service is worship. It's just to worship Him. Praise the Lord. He's worthy all our praise. The reason why we're here this morning is because someone sought the Lord with their whole heart and set their affection and everything upon the Lord Jesus. I would like to imitate that person. Well, then anyway, I wonder if anybody would remember the name Edith Robinson. Pardon? Edith Robinson. That was my brother Edwin's wife. She was a very intelligent woman. She was the secretary of the Assemblies of God in New York. And she got acquainted very well with the ministers, the prominent ministers at that time. And after she married my brother, she owned a difference between the Assemblies of God ministers and my uncle. She said that they, after a time, when it got to be near retirement, they ceased to seek the Lord, but my uncle sought the Lord. He continued. He never stopped. There was always something more. He looked to the Lord for something more. And God used him mightily in Germany, for example. And yet he was seeking God for something additional. And he saw that there was going to be a move in the earth. And I believe God is moving. We're going to hear, I'm sure, about how God is working everywhere in these last days to move, to bring salvation to these countries where, well, it hasn't come as yet. But let us not fail to give ourselves, imitate my uncle in seeking the Lord. Just seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he will show us great and mighty things which we have not as yet seen. And we want to hear of his working everywhere. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Grant us this grace. You know, David, he gave the admonition to us in two places. In 1 Chronicles 16, it was at the time when the ark was being brought into Jerusalem, into that place that David had prepared for it. It was really a festive time. All Israel participated in that. He has such a desire for the Lord and the presence of the Lord, and he recognized God's presence in that symbol, the ark. And so he brought it. But there in we have this in 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. And then that was part of the psalm that he wrote at that time, the 105th psalm. And you have it in the 105th psalm in the 4th verse. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. And so we ought to take heed to that admonition. Jesus, give us this grace that we might seek you as we ought to, just to seek you, that you may manifest yourself. He will manifest himself in the earth. His works will appear unto us. And so let's be faithful in seeking him, just to seek him. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for the goodness of God to me, to give me my wife, Martha. I didn't realize what I had until she left me. She was one out of a million. She had given herself to the Lord without stint, without stint. I mean, from a child, from age 15, you know, she was living on Fresh Pond Road. I don't know whether you would know that, where that is. And every Sunday she would take the train into Williamsburg alone, because she had desire to be of service to the Lord, play the piano, take a Sunday school class. And that continued until her 89th birthday. After she was getting a little weak, shall I say, or having a problem with her legs. And I said, honey, why don't you allow or give your class to Janet? You know, I mean, it's difficult for you to stand. At the end, she sat teaching. She said, no, it's my class. It's my class. It's my class. And so it was. And those who were in that class appreciated her because she said it as it was. And they understood that. But the Lord took her. And she it was that asked for that hymn to be sung, Until Then. Until then, my heart will go on singing. Dear Lord, help us all to sing your praises as never before. In view of that day when we also be together, I was just wondering, what is my wife doing now? What is my wife doing now? Well, I think she's praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And we can join in with that company, worship here with the church on earth, and join them who have gone before us and worship the Lord. And so let's do that today. Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. We praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
as my life shall end. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord, by your grace we will, Lord. By your grace we will.
Closed your book. We're up to that last stanza. You could take your seats if you like as we sing it. 103, that last verse.
This weary world.
Brother Ernie, if we could sing this at the beginning. Brother Paul had played it, and my mom loved camp, and I know she would be here if she could. The last year that she was with us, 2 years ago, she was already, as Dad said, a little bit weary and afflicted, and she had a problem with her leg for some time. And just the day before we came to camp, we're supposed to go to camp, she says, you know, Philip, maybe I should go and have this checked out. And that's what we did. We went to the emergency room. And the plan was always, and I came to camp the next day, and the plan was, well, Mom's going to join us. That's what I told the people. She's just, it's a little thing, a blood clot they found. They're going to take care of it, and she'll be here. And, as we were here, the news kept getting maybe naturally bleaker. I remember the Fogels were here, and I was sharing with them the different phone calls I was getting, and people were praying. But I say that because we don't know the day that God will call us home. But I know that my mom's heart was here. She loved the young people. She loved camp. She loved serving Jesus. And we have some readings that I wanted to share this morning from the little staff book that Brother Paul referenced at the beginning, that you'll all receive a copy. And this was a book that Brother Eddie and Sister Edith put together, or began to put together, for the staff. And it's just different quotations of people who were leaders here at the camp and our fellowship over the years who have spoken the word of God to us. And we wanted to remember them. Remember those words. Remember our leaders. And so I just, there's a few this morning. There's one by Sister Helen Wanamaker and Brother Bob Collis, and also Brother Joseph Wanamaker. The one I read the other night by Sister Elsie Klaus, I didn't make the connection for all of you, but maybe you all knew that already, but her son is here with his wife, and she served many years, I guess, as the cottage counselor, right? Yes. Many, many years, faithful servant of Jesus. And so these leaders that we have before us have been so faithful to God. And so here it is, apply yourself is the first one. Apply yourself. There's a phrase in our American speech, donating goodwill as friend parts from friend, a harmless little phrase. Take it easy. Take it easy. Easygoing living was far removed from the Apostle Paul, who gave diligence that in all things we may be approved unto God. That I may know him, that I may apprehend, let me bestir myself while there is time. You must exercise yourself to godliness. There is only one way to get along, and that is to put forth an effort to know what you want and to know what God wants, and then to go after it diligently. And here's another one. Be consecrated. We are all called to serve Jesus. God is looking for people who will respond to his call and say, I will follow Jesus. I will give my life to him. I'll put it on the altar. Lord, do with me what you will. Hallelujah. I trust we've been moved in these days to do that, to give ourselves to the Lord Jesus. I give you my life. Just a little aside, you know, the other song that Mom liked was, we sang it also. The mercies of God. And she would often say in that last chorus, or of the chorus, it's easy for me to sing. I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have as long as my life shall endure. I'm 88. I don't have much more time. But you young people, do you mean that? As long as my life shall endure, I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have. As long as my life shall endure. So let's give ourselves. You did. You gave yourself away again this morning. And the Lord heard us. And he knows our hearts. One more. And it goes with this theme of until then. It's prepare for Jesus' return. Prepare for Jesus' return. We are an orchestra tuning up. And one day our great conductor Jesus will come. Let's get in tune. See that you are in tune with the Bible and with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so until then, let's keep singing. Let's serve him with all that we have. Let's apply ourselves. God has great things in store for those that seek him with all the heart. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true.